the voice coach who helps kids chase their dreams. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, Alexis Smith explains why she's speaking out about domestic violence in her role as Miss Kansas.
I experienced emotional and psychological abuse for a very long time.
But first, for dozens of children, Amy Minas is a counselor, confidant, and musical mentor. A voice coach who teaches them what it takes to nail an audition and make it on stage. Suzanne Perez spent time with Minas and some of her students.
The children on stage during Music Theater Wichita's recent performance of Matilda charmed audiences.
My mommy says I'm a miracle. One look at my face and it's plain to see.
They sang and danced and brought Roald Dahl's quirky young characters to life. That kind of young star power doesn't happen by accident. For many of the children who end up on stages across Wichita and Kansas, and some even on Broadway, it all begins in a basement in East Wichita.
This is going to be up here, right?
Amy Minas is a voice coach to the child stars. This particular afternoon, she's working with 12-year-old Blair Baeza. Today, Blair is rehearsing one of her favorite songs from Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights.
When I was a child, I stayed wide awake, climbed to the highest place on every floor.
Blair's learning the basics of articulation, posture, and breath control, but it's more than that.
Auditions, I'd say, is probably the hardest part of doing music theater, just because, like, it's nerve-wracking. Like, she has really built up my confidence, I would say.
Feeling confident and composed is something Minas had to learn from her own teachers. At Shawnee Mission South High School near Kansas City, she recalls choral instructors and a private voice coach named Delia Hankins, who planted the seed for her career.
So really, that's where I got the love of music. And a lot of that was classic repertoire, but I also did musical theater.
For students who want to pursue the ultra-competitive world of music theater, Minas helps them navigate the college audition process. Top college programs can get thousands of applicants for as few as a dozen spots. And those numbers keep growing as Broadway shows like Hamilton take off with high school crowds.
Glee, American Idol, The Voice, and also they have so much more access now to seeing musicals.
Andale High School senior Elliot Dyer is already working on one of her college audition numbers, a new song called Fly Away from an upcoming Little Women musical. Elliot recently won a Jester Award scholarship for her role as the witch in Andale High's production of Into the Woods. She says she feels called to music theater.
Even though I've had a long day and I'm doing the college stuff and I'm doing all these things, if I go dance or sing or act, it feels like I can just breathe.
And Minas has a similar sensation whenever she sees her kids on stage.
They soak it in so much, and they love that art form so much and love to tell the stories. But seeing them up on stage is just overwhelming. It's just amazing.
For The Range, I'm Suzanne Perez.
Wichita's Alexis Smith was crowned Miss Kansas this summer, and she's getting a lot of attention, not just for winning, but for her campaign against domestic violence. It's her community service initiative, and it's personal, too. Smith talked with Carla Eccles for this edition of In the Mix.
Smith is fulfilling her dream. She says she was born into a pageant family.
My mom did pageants, my aunt did pageants, and the same organization that they grew up in is the organization that I started at a very young age. And a lot of the young women that are in that organization also end up transitioning into the Miss America program.
Smith has won several competitions, including Miss Wichita, Miss Manhattan, and Miss Butler, which launched her into winning Miss Kansas. Before the crown was carefully placed on her head, she responded to an MC's question about her vision to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships.
Matter of fact, some of you out in this audience saw me very emotional because my abuser is here today. But that's not going to stop me from being on this Miss Kansas stage and from representing as the next Miss Kansas. Because I
and my community deserve healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships. The video went viral and was picked up by media outlets, including ABC's Good Morning America.
The outreach was absolutely unreal, absolutely incredible. And to just really be able to connect with others about this given situation and have them express things that they would love to see me do as Miss Kansas, it's completely the reason why I want to utilize this platform to be able to advocate for victims of domestic violence.
Statistics show it typically takes victims 7 attempts to leave an abuser. Smith says her experience was long-lasting, starting in high school and continuing in college.
I experienced emotional and psychological abuse for a very long time. And it was recognizing that I was losing control over my own personal emotions, trying to save the emotions of someone else. And so to be able to save myself, I recognize that we don't want to both go down together. I need to be able to leave this relationship. That way I'm able to pursue a future.
Pursue a future, including a career in nursing and competing in the Miss America pageant with 51 other contestants in January. Long gone is the swimsuit competition, replaced by an emphasis on fitness.
And what I love about it, especially as a cardiothoracic ICU nurse, is that we partner with the American Heart Association to promote that fitness.
For the talent competition, Smith plans to show off her skills as a ventriloquist.
Hello, everybody!
With her puppets on stage.
I bought two new ones last year, Aaliyah and Alan. And so I'm taking them on my journey as much as possible to not only entertain others, but also be able to spread my community service initiative with our youth groups that need to learn about healthy relationships in all facets of life.
Smith says she sees her story reflected, especially when she talks to teens.
You know, it's hard for me. It's a healing process, but to be able to, you know, provide that prevention from somebody else experiencing what I've been through, to be able to have that opportunity is everything.
If you or someone you know is experiencing partner abuse, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-SAFE. And one last thing. Happy birthday to John Sedgwick, born this day in 1813. Both Sedgwick County and the city of Sedgwick are named in his honor. A major general, he was the highest-ranking Union officer killed during the Civil War. Unfortunately, he's best remembered for telling his men to stop cowering as Confederate snipers peppered them with gunfire. Sedgwick said, "They couldn't hit an elephant at this distance." He was killed moments later. While that phrase remains part of his legacy, so does the devotion of his men. They called him Uncle John and donated a statue of him to the U.S. Military Academy. Academy lore says that a cadet who spins the spurs on Sedgwick's boots at midnight will have good luck on their exam. I think Uncle John would have liked that. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Beth Gallet, Jonathan Huber, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.